I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. When an injury to his thumb made performing impossible, Murray Pariah turned to study the scores of Johann Sebastian Bach, who will be represented on the recital he's giving on Sunday.
I always base my recital programs on my passions of the moment. Bach and Beethoven have been continuing passions. Bach for when I couldn't play, and that's the music I look to the most and got a lot of strength and consolation from it. And Beethoven, because I'm editing all the sonatas for Henley Edition and I'm constantly involved in it.
He takes that editing work very seriously, and sometimes that sleuthing can lead to discoveries.
The other day I was editing the Opus 90, and there came a place where I had a question about a note. I checked the manuscript, and I thought it meant a certain note, which would have been different than all of the editions up to this day. The person I work with at Henley called up the Bonn House, where they have the manuscript, and about three or four people looked at the manuscript, all with different conclusions. And in the end, we chose what the original edition had, which is the reading that most people do today. But I'm convinced that Beethoven didn't have that in mind when he wrote it down.
He thinks Beethoven probably saw it published that way in the first edition and went along with it. Pariah's concert will also include music by Chopin, who's been another of his passions, and a composer he's revisited over his long career. Pariah says he discovers things he didn't see as a younger player all the time.
My general knowledge of music is always evolving and changing, and I think I'm seeing much, much more. But I work a lot on counterpoint and harmony and try to get to what it is that the composer's saying.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.